Humans shared legacies. When first assigned the daunting task of writing a reflexive piece, I went head and heart first into the process, telling my story without hesitation or fear of judgment. I wrote about my childhood and the curiosity that propelled me into one of the most dangerous of frontiers, teaching high school kids. Seldomly, when I write, or when asked to write, do I experience writer's block. However, as I think of the endless possibilities and impending consequences of publishing a heartfelt story about my experiences, I fear rejection. My pen hesitates, stopping and jolting. Its rigid angle made manifest from the self-doubt pouring out from my spirit and my soul. What can I tell you? What can I reflect on about myself, my life, or my choices without shaming another in the process? The reflexive writing task, or at least the pressure I feel from it, depends on how vulnerable I choose to make myself. I should say, forget it. I'm going to publish my heart no matter who it hurts. Whether it cuts them off at the knees or leaves them gutted like fresh fish on a frigid seaside day. I have wounds that need healing, pain waiting to erupt from deep within that nesting place, dark and damp. The walls soiled and crumbling away from crocodile tears, the messy, snotty nose combo only young children would understand. Therein lies my unspoken truth, the key to answering the age-old question, who am I? So I will tell you the truth. Within me lives a child trapped and screaming, belly-aching cries for a break from the debilitating pressures of adulthood. Adulthood wishes to end me, works hard to overcome me, and wanders rampant in my life trying to steal away my youthful hope and faith with each new circumstance. Leaving my inner child clinging to the light of tomorrow, almost lifeless in her shallow breaths, adulthood believes she has overtaken me. However, these words do not flow like the tears from a child reading the obituary of a lost friend or loved one. No, my words echo and course through the caves of wonder with each proud discovery I make about my identity. Up until now, I always believed that my crying made me weak, that my tears and my wounds made me the victim. Each word flowing from my pen now gushes and showers the page like heavy downpour in the Amazonian forest, bringing life to all things in my path. I began this piece believing that my wounds are the birthing place of my inadequacies, the end of my ability to give to this world. But even though I did not tell the story I wanted told, I told the story I needed to tell. My story, though long and arduous, though seemingly unending and with few victories, is mine. Not another soul on earth could tell my story with the same vigor and zealousness as the fire within me burns to share it. My story, though burdensome and sometimes full of grief, is mine. A unique conqueror, I know no one else has sank to these depths only to rise like a rose from cement, victorious within. My story, though hard to live out, gleams with the hope of tomorrow, shines like the top of the Chrysler building at the break of dawn, and showers love on all in its path. My story is mine, and I will tell it because I am exceptional. I have a purpose. I have a story to tell. We all do. And this is just the beginning of my story. So thank you for listening when no one else would. You who listen to my story, become my legacy and active participants in my successes and failures. You who have listened to my outcry become a song of worship as my purpose unveils itself. You are the reason I must share this story, my story. Because without you, does my story even matter? If it doesn't, I will bury it in the chasms of the deep where another soul may come seeking identity and hope in their darkest days. I will leave it on a mountain type, like that of the great Everest, so that all who make it to her snowy peaks may feel that there exists another to share in their success. But if my story matters, I have told it in a way that makes our souls sing. for we have all had torturous wounds and crosses to bear. And in my story, no matter the difficulty or heartache, I have braved it with you. And when we tell our wounds, our stories together, those wounds don't feel so painful. We don't feel so alone anymore. So thank you for listening when no one else would. I have a story to tell, we all do. And this is just the beginning of mine. At the end of the day, once my story has been told, know that I am here when you are ready, listening intently to your story as you've listened to mine, because you are exceptional. You have a purpose and you have a story to be told. And as I listen to your story, I hope to bandage your wounds just as you have done for me as I told mine. When you listen to my story, I hear you say, I see you and I love you, even if your lips never move. So from one wounded storyteller to another, I see you and I love you. The floor is yours. Tell your story. I'm listening.